6:19, your time. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Kill, live and local tonight with local music, especially live this evening because we got a special guest here in the studio. She's been making great music locally for the last 3 years, but her new debut EP, correct? You Started a Fire, just came out today, and she's got a release show on January 14th at Cat's Cradle. It is Rachel Despard, and she is here in the studio tonight. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's hear a song. What are we going to hear first?
This first song is going to be The Distance Between Us.
All right, go for it.
Getting over.
listening to Rachel Despard live here in the studios on 97.9 The Keel. We're going to have more from her and the new EP, You Started a Fire, when we come back as Live and Local continues after this. 6:26, your time. Aaron Keck here with you in 97.9 The Keel Studios, Live and Local tonight, joined live in the studios by Rachel Despard, whose new EP, You Started the Fire, just came out today. And again, album release show at Cat's Cradle in January with Faith Jones. Rachel, thanks again so much for being with us. That first song was fantastic. I love it.
Thank you so much.
And that's a powerhouse EP. I got a chance to listen to it for the first time earlier today because it just released. And there's five songs on it. You just play The Distance Between Us, which is a great song. It might be like my fourth favorite of the five. And it's fantastic. Like, it's just a really great just collection of songs. So thank you for putting it together.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I really appreciate that.
What does today feel like for you? Like, it's the release day. Like, what's the experience?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So this process has come together over the course of 2 years, and our recording of the EP was delayed since 2020. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel safe bringing everybody into the studio over the course of the pandemic, and so we finally got to record in July of this year. So it's really just felt like a long time coming. Like, these songs are things I wrote back in like 2019, a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's just finally coming to fruition, which is really exciting for me.
Do the songs hit differently now? Like, a lot's happened in the last 2 years. Like, do they feel different to you now than they did before?
Yes, yeah. 100%. I'm a big fan of kind of assigning like new meaning to the songs mm-hmm. as I go throughout life, because obviously I wrote them about very different people and experiences, and kind of reassigning them to these new experiences I've had in life, new people I've met. I think that's important to keep it like fresh and interesting for yourself.
Who is on the EP with you?
Yes. So, the EP was produced, mixed, and mastered by Jason Richmond, who we met all through UNC. I was actually his student in his production class.
Nice. Yeah.
And so that's how that came to fruition. And then actually everybody else playing that.
Let me know that every so often you take a class and it does have an impact later on.
I mean, this had a huge impact. So thank you, UNC. You connected me with my producer, who I absolutely want to work with again. He's just a fantastic human, musician, producer all around.
Nice.
Also on the EP is Olivia Fernandez on guitar, Arvind Subramanian on saxophone, Jacob Bauer on trombone, TJ Richardson on bass, and finally Ben McIntyre on drums. That is the whole crew, who's all UNC grads. So very, very cool to have a total UNC production.
Were you all able to like actually be together in the studio recording?
We were.
Nice.
Yeah. So we had all gotten our vaccines.
Right.
And so we are ready to go, able to be all together, which was important for me to happen. I didn't want to do like a remote recording, because I just feel like there's this real like energy of being in the studio together, and feeling the person, you know, playing from the next room. That's just really crucial.
Yeah. Speaking with Rachel Despard again, the EP is out today. It's called You Started a Fire. Where's the title from?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. So it has a few different meanings. So the first is some of the songs are about, you know, love and relationships. So it's You Started a Fire, and that's part of The Edge, which is one of the songs I'm going to play coming
right
up, which is like You Started a Fire in terms of my love and all of this. But then also You Started a Fire has a double meaning of political unrest, and a lot of this, like The Distance Between Us, is about watching all of the political polarization happen and socioeconomic distance. And so You Started a Fire is kind of about blame and everyone blaming each other. You started the fire. No, you started the fire. You did it. And no one actually saying, hey, maybe we started the fire. Maybe we all have a part in this, and we all have a part in fixing this.
Yeah. I love your songs, and, like, this EP is a great example of this, but this goes back to No Goodbye Now, like, all the way back to the beginning, because, like you said, like, a lot of these songs are very political and about the world and society and what's going on just in general, and they're also very personal and relationship-driven, and,
yes.
Yeah, I love the juxtaposition.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. That is a great way of summarizing how I would like my music to be felt and experienced, so I appreciate that.
Who inspires you?
I would say, Joni Mitchell is probably my number one, just classic, the best, most incredible. Also, some more modern influences, Florence and the Machine. I really enjoy a lot of indie music just in general, that I've listened to, like college radio, and I'm really like a weird kind of like accumulation of all these genres, It's like I like the lyricism and contemplation of like the folk tradition. I just have this voice just happened to me to be like a little bit more soulful, and so kind of combining all of those worlds and just kind of putting it under the indie umbrella seems to be what works best for me.
Well, let's again, the EP is You Started the Fire. It's out today. We're speaking with Rachel Despard. Let's hear another one. What's next?
The next one I'm going to play is The Edge.
Awesome. Go for it.
Falling.
That is so good. I love that song. That is The Edge off of You Started the Fire, the new EP from Rachel Despard. More from Rachel and more about the release show at Cat's Cradle next month when Live and Local comes back after this on 97.9 The Hill. And this hour is Live and Local, 6:38 your time. Aaron Keck here with you this evening, joined live in the studio tonight by Rachel Despard, great musician whose new EP, You Started a Fire, just got released today. And there's a release show coming up next month at Cat's Cradle. We'll talk about that in a bit. RachelDespard.com, by the way, is the website. You want more information about Rachel and her music, DESPARD.com, RachelDespard.com. Again, thank you so much for being with us. And again, I had a chance to listen to the album earlier today, and you just played The Edge. That was not like a song that immediately jumped out, and then you played it tonight. It's like, oh, that's my new favorite for sure. It's so good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Not to gush, but I kind of had to say something, and it's like, I'm just getting kind of choked up listening to that song. It's like, it's so good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Anyway, on the website, you've got something called the Trenches Project. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the Trenches was kind of just something I really did for myself, like over the pandemic. Like, you know, I was sitting at home. I just had all these shows canceled, and we had to wait to record the EP. And so I just really needed a creative outlet and to kind of contend with everything that was happening in the world. And so I wrote these pieces kind of like I guess short stories is the best way, kind of poetic short stories, I guess you would say. I don't really like to subscribe to a certain form, but yeah, I wrote them just to kind of process what was happening, and I was just so like angry and frustrated and stuck, and I just needed a way to put it out there. Yeah. So that's what it's about.
Is there each one says music coming? Is there are there going to be songs later, or are they just as is right now?
Yes, it was The Distance Between Us and The People Are on Fire, which was a single I put out a while ago, where the songs kind of related
Gotcha.
To those pieces. But awesome. Yeah.
Cool. So tell us about the show that's coming up, The Cradle.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. I'm going to have my good friend Faith Jones there with me, and I'm actually going to have Carter Hodge from Dissimilar Sound come up and play a song. And I'm super pumped to be back at The Cradle. It'll be our first time since 2020. We played last in January 2020. I'm really thrilled to be back and hope everyone will have some time to kind of listen to the EP and actually be able to like sing along is kind of the intention.
Yeah. So. Catscradle.com, of course, the website for The Cradle. You can go there and get tickets. Anything coming up after that in 2022?
Yes, we will be playing a ton of shows, all in the works around Raleigh. We have some dates coming up with Jack the Songman at Local 506. We have a date with Stray Local at the Poorhouse in Raleigh. So lots of things in the works for the next year.
Very
so,
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Again, You Started the Fire is the EP. The next show is the release show, January 14th at Cat's Cradle. Faith Jones, Carter Hodge, two favorites of ours. So it's gonna be a terrific show. Catscradle.com for tickets and more info. Let's hear one more song. What are we gonna wrap up with?
All right, I'm gonna come up a little bit at the end here and end with We Only Have Time.
Yeah, go for it.
Take you anywhere.
The EP is You Started a Fire. It's out as of today. The release show is going to be January 14th at Cat's Cradle along with Faith Jones. RachelDespard.com is the website, D-E-S-P-A-R-D. Rachel Despard is the artist, and thank you so much for being with us. That was fantastic.
Thank you so much.